Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, Lady Esther presents the Screen Guild Players and the Firebrands. The time is the year 1500. The place is Florence, Italy. And the plot? Well, even in those days, it all boiled down to this. Douglas Fairbanks meets girl. Frank Morgan meets girl. Both chase girl. Virginia Field is girl. Oh, boy! And now you're about to meet history's first glamour boy, Benvenuto Cellini. Our first glimpse of the celebrated artist Cellini is more dashing than romantic as he hot puts it down an alley in the general direction of his studio workshop. He leaps up the steps five at a time and beats frantically upon the door.
Master!
Amelia, quick! Help me bolt the door.
Oh, yes, master.
Angela, don't stand there. Do something, anything.
Yes, master. What shall I do?
Do? What can you do? What can anyone do? Already my neck feels the hangman's rope.
Oh, you've been fighting again.
Amelia, my faithful servant, you will not fail me. Go to the cardinal. Tell him he must speak to the duke in my behalf.
Oh, instantly, master.
Oh, I am a dead man.
Master?
What is it, Angela?
Amelia said you wish me to pose. Shall I change my costume?
Change? No, I cannot work today. The hangman is too close.
But Amelia said that...
Modest, I see you only when I have a chisel in my hands. Do you think I never think of you as I'm a man as well as an artist?
But my mother...
And don't mention that hag.
Yes, sir.
And don't say sir. It is my desire that you call me Benvenuto.
Yes, sir. Benvenuto.
Oh. Let me hear you say it again.
Benvenuto.
Seraphs and nightingales, your songs are less than her common speech. Oh, Angela, Angela, I'm a violent and dreadful man, covered with the blood of my enemies.
Oh, I've forgotten your danger.
Don't interrupt me when I'm speaking so well.
Oh. I'm sorry, Benvenuto.
And to think that you came into my life at its very end.
Someone wishes to kill you?
A dozen men, two dozen. But it's only the Duke's anger that I fear. Today, I killed a man.
Who, Benvenuto?
Mafio. Let me tell you about it. Ah. I was coming home through the narrow street. You know the one?
Oh, yes.
When I noticed three fellows standing on one side and four on the other, thinking nothing of the overwhelming odds, for we Cellinis have been famous with sword and dagger for centuries, I cut my way through to Mafio and left my weapon in his throat.
You killed him?
I killed him dead. And now I shall probably be hanged.
Oh, when you say that, I could cry.
Huh. And if I am hanged, how long will you cry?
All of the day. Unless my mother beats me and makes me stop. But you must think me very foolish.
I think you're very beautiful.
And I think you're very handsome.
Well, I've never heard you so bold before. How does it happen now?
I don't know. It just came out.
Ah. You're like flowing gold, ready to be shaped into a woman.
I am already a woman.
You are the matin in the morning, and the angelus in the evening, the bell which awakens me, and the bell which says rest.
You mustn't come near me. My mother's forbidden it.
What do I care what that mother of yours forbids? You must think as I think, do as I do.
Oh-ho!
Uh-huh.
My mother.
She must think as you think and do as you do, eh?
Yes, and not all the mothers in Italy shall stop it.
I shall stop it.
What sort of a mother are you to ruin your daughter's greatest chance for happiness?
See, Angela, he turned you against me before my very face.
Your face? You call that thing you wear a face?
Angela, out of this house.
Madam, I have noticed of late that you are growing a beard. Oh. It does not become you.
Out, Angela. We are through with this firebrand.
Don't you dare step outside that door.
What do you want?
I want Angela for my wife.
And what about me?
Go get your own wife. I mean... Make yourself scarce. I might say invisible.
How can I give up my daughter? The light of my life.
I will give you 30 ducats to acquire more light.
No, I cannot. I cannot. For less than 50 ducats.
Too much.
Not enough, you mean?
30 ducats.
50 or nothing?
Very well, nothing.
Oh, Mother, please. You don't know him. He means it.
You don't understand. I am a mother.
No, I don't understand. Come, yes or no?
Very well. I will not stand in Angela's way.
Aha! Heaven is at my threshold. Oh, Angela.
Oh, Benvenuto, darling.
Oh, master.
Amelia, what is the word?
The Duke knows already what you have done.
Oh.
What is this?
Well, he's killed a man, Mother.
Everyone knows. Even in the street they speak of it. Was it a goodly fight?
Oh, let me tell you about it. Ah, I was coming home through the narrow street. You know the one.
Oh, do I?
When I noticed 10 fellows standing on one side and 12 on the other. Thinking nothing of the overwhelming odds, I cut my way through to Mafio and left my weapon in his throat. But Duke, Amelia, Angela, I am done.
Open the door! In the name of the great Duke, open the door!
Oh, Master, what shall we do?
You heard what he said? Open the door!
Cellini!
My poor house is more than honored by the presence of your excellency.
Your poor house would be more than honored by the presence of any peaceful man.
Capital, my lord.
Yes, I thought it was rather good myself.
I fear your excellency has been listening to my enemies.
Your crimes, your enemies. By the saints, I grow better and better. I amaze myself.
Your excellency speaks truly. And for that very reason, your justice should lie in the realms of your high intelligence.
Oh, you've noticed that, have you?
And I cannot be peaceful when I'm insulted. I try to follow in your excellency's footsteps.
My footsteps? Staggering, eh?
Does my lord forget this morning's murder?
Oh, yes, of course. Cellini, this morning in broad daylight, you spilled blood on the streets of Florence once again.
But in self-defense, my lord. Mafio attacked me. Attack me with a whole regiment at his heels.
Well, a whole regiment?
Well, perhaps not a regiment, but enough. My lord, only this I ask. Give me leave to go to France.
The King of France is my friend. I'll not wish you on him. I might put you in prison, but what's the use? When you're in prison, you break out. Therefore, Cellini, in full justice, I sentence you to be... Hello.
Angela.
Well, Cellini, what is this?
She is my model, Your Excellency.
Must be a late model. What is your name, my child?
Angela, my lord.
Angela. Is she married, Benvenuto?
Not yet, my lord.
Well,
but
that's
I...
fine. Come over to me, my child.
Yes, my lord.
My lord. Has anyone ever told you you were adorable?
Yes, my lord.
Oh, I'm not the only fast worker around here. But you haven't listened to them, have you?
Yes, my lord.
She means, no, my lord.
Who are you?
Her mother, Your Excellency.
Nonsense. There must be some mistake. I've seen better-looking mothers at the bottom of vinegar bottles. Is she really your mother?
Yes, my lord.
How peculiar. She looks like a goat. While you, Angela, well, you don't look like a goat. You look like a fleecy little lamb, and I'm just the fellow who can... Ottaviano.
Yes, my lord. Madame, His Excellency desires to show your daughter the summer palace.
I'm very happy here, my lord.
Your Excellency.
Silence, Benvenuto. I'm considering your case. You'll like the summer palace, Angela.
But I don't desire to go, my lord.
You don't?
Oh, I'm happy here. I've got friends and...
Oh, well, if that's all, you mean that little dark one in the corner, perhaps?
Amelia? Yes.
Well, she goes with you, so you won't be lonely. And now everything is settled.
My lord.
What?
You forget Mafio Cellini.
Oh, yes, of course. I can never remember anything. You know, I lose more weekends that way. Cellini, have you finished that medal for me?
Not quite, my lord.
Well, there's one thing certain. I can't hang you until it's finished. Now finish your medal quickly and don't leave this house until our final judgment is rendered.
As you say, my lord, you're very kind.
Not at all. I shall probably hang you as you deserve. Well, let us be off, gentlemen. Oh, and about this little matter of Angela. It'll not be necessary to mention it to the old... to the Duchess.
Cellini.
Ah, Ottaviano.
I come from the Duke.
I am to hang, I knew it.
Not yet. I have designs of my own for the finish of the Duke's, shall we say, medal... Perhaps something in the shape of a knife.
No. I think my design shall be bare of murder. You forget your plot failed 3 years ago.
Cellini, you test my patience. If the Duke lives, you shall be hanged twice. Once by him and once by me.
The first, I'm sure, will be quite enough. At times, the Duke is a thorough man.
The Duke is a jackass, and you're a fool. Be sensible, Cellini. Think what you have to gain. This time, I will not fail.
Benvenuto, Cellini.
The Duchess honors my poor home with her presence.
Has that husband of mine been here?
He has, milady.
When are you to be hanged?
Unfortunately, I don't know, milady. I am a prisoner in my own house. I stand condemned.
The Duke left with the intention of hanging you immediately. There must have been a woman around. Was there?
There have been many women here, milady.
Oh, Cellini, I'm tired. Tired of this constant struggle against women. I need your help.
Oh, her ladyship honors
me, but... come with me to the gates of the Summer Palace.
Oh.
Somehow you must enter. And when you leave, the woman must leave with you.
I will try, milady, for my own sake as well as yours. You see, this woman was to have been my bride.
Oh. Then you will succeed, I know.
I must, milady. I must.
And so ends the first act of The Firebrand, starring Frank Morgan, Virginia Field, and Douglas Fairbanks, Jr. The second act of the Lady Esther Screen Guild play will follow in a moment. Now, a word from Lady Esther.
If you are completely satisfied with the way your skin looks when you examine it closely, my advice is by all means continue the method and beauty aids you've been using. But if you are not fully satisfied, I offer you now a very special opportunity to try the simple but effective care which thousands of women write to tell me does help their skin look smoother, fresher, and years younger. You see, 1946 is my 30th year of helping women to be more beautiful, and so I have declared a special beauty dividend. Right now at your dealers is my Lady Esther Anniversary Package, providing you with the two most essential beauty aids to help your skin look clearer, smoother, and younger. That's correct. My anniversary set gives you the large $1.38 jar of Lady Esther four-purpose face cream, and also the large 55-cent box of Lady Esther face powder in my fascinating new shade, Bridal Pink. That's a value of $1.93, which I offer you for only 98 cents. In other words, your actual saving is 95 cents. It's an opportunity to find a better way of caring for your skin. And the value really speaks for itself. Tomorrow, at your favorite store, ask for the Lady Esther Anniversary Package. Lady Esther Bridal Pink Face Powder and Lady Esther Face Cream, a supply sufficient for months to come of the basic beauty aids that bring such wonderful results for so many thousands of America's loveliest women.
Will Cellini reach the Summer Palace in time to save Angela from a fate worse than Frank Morgan? I mean, the Duke? Will the Duke take a run-out powder before the Duchess arrives? It looks bad for everybody in the Firebrand except Angela, who is strolling through the gardens of the Summer Palace with her friend Amelia when the Duke calls.
Angela! Angela, my child, I want to talk to you about your mother, my dear. What's your friend's name?
Oh, Amelia, my lord.
Amelia. Well, Amelia, go back to the palace.
But, my lord...
Well, if you don't want to go back to the palace, you can stay in the gardens. But don't bother us. And don't peek.
Yes, my lord.
Yeah, that's better. Now, where were we?
We were talking of my mother, my lord.
Oh, yes, an ugly subject. Thank goodness we're alone.
My lord desired to be alone with me?
Forever.
Forever?
Well, for me, that's not so long. And you're glad to be alone with me?
Oh, yes, my lord.
Angela, listen, when we're alone, don't call me my lord. Call me Bumpy.
Oh, I scarcely dare, my lord.
Well, it's my wish, but only in private, mind you, never in public. It would dethrone me. Now, let me hear you say it. Bumpy? Like that.
Bumpy.
That's splendid, splendid. Oh, Angela.
Yes, my lord. Bumpy.
Yes, Bumpy. Do you think, I mean, could you like me?
Oh, I want to learn to like you very much.
Yeah, well, there's nothing I like more than a willing pupil. You shall indeed.
I want to think of you when you're away, Bumpy.
Well, that's nice.
But I don't seem to manage it.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah, my lord. My lord.
Yes, Ottaviano?
My lord, bad news. The Duchess has arrived.
The Duchess? The Duchess, you mean my wife?
Your wife, the Duchess.
Oh, but she told me that she'd stay in town. She can't do this to me.
Her Excellency awaits you.
It is a rat trap. But here's one rat she won't trap. Does she know that Angela's here?
No, my lord.
How do you know?
Her Excellency is quiet and composed.
Oh, bad sign. I wish she were quiet and decomposed. Now, what are we to do about Angela, I mean?
One of the gentlemen brought her here.
But there are no gentlemen here, present company included.
Well, we could send the girl away.
Any idiot could think of that. I certainly could.
We could hide her.
Yes, and me with her. I mean, of course, only if where?
I don't know.
Well, walk about until you've thought of a place. Angela, you'll stay here. Not a step until I return, and not a sound.
Oh, my lord, I'm afraid.
Oh, she's nervous, poor child. Well, call your friend. She'll comfort you, but not too loud.
Amelia.
I'm here.
She wasn't a dozen feet away. She's been peeking. Come, Ottaviano, we'll go back to the palace and think.
Yes, my lord.
Oh, Amelia, the Duchess has arrived. If she finds me here, I... Amelia! Amelia, someone's coming.
Angela, my love.
Oh, you, Benvenuto. How did you get here?
Ah, through rivers of blood.
But that you guarded you... your house guarded.
I killed the soldiers. Dozens of them.
Killed them?
To the last man, I ripped and slashed till a score of bodies lay around me. Oh, it was a bloody business.
Oh, Benvenuto. Now the Duke will never forgive you, never.
You cannot rob me of these moments with you. I should have slain an army to reach your side tonight.
Even if the army had two men in it.
Without looking, that is Amelia. Get away from here.
Oh, they're always sending me away.
Amelia, warn us if anyone comes. Oh, Benvenuto, we've got to be careful. Ottaviano's walking in the garden.
Ha! That for Ottaviano. The traitor! Angela, you must come away with me now, tonight.
But Bumpy told me I...
Oh, Bumpy. Oh, he got that far, did he?
Oh, Master. Master, quick, the Duke is coming back.
Oh, no.
Angela, Amelia, quick, this way. Run, run, or we're all dead.
Angela, oh, Angela, it's Bumpy. Angela, drat that girl. Angela.
No!
What's that? Who, what, what goes on over there?
It is I, Ottaviano. I'm dying.
What? Before we've hidden the girl? No consideration.
Oh, my lord, I'm dead.
Really? Who killed you?
Cellini.
Cellini here? That's ridiculous. I'll settle with him later. Where's Angela?
Oh, where would she be? Oh, my aching head.
Oh, your father's Van Dyke. Now, where is Angela?
Gone with Cellini.
Well, maybe she... What? It's treason. That's what it is, treason. Call out the guard. Don't let him escape this time. I mean it. Bring me Cellini dead or alive. And I prefer him dead.
Benvenuto.
Angela, oh, please hold your pose. How can I work?
But Benvenuto.
Darling, I have so little time. I must finish this medal.
I don't want you to finish it.
I'm beginning to realize that.
I want you to come over here and sit beside me.
Darling, I worship the ground you walk on, but I must work.
Benvenuto, you must promise me something.
Promise you what?
Always to love me.
That I promise, always.
And that you won't work this morning.
Oh, by all the saints, Angela, for heaven's sake, find something around the house to clean or something.
Last night you told me you'd never let me soil my white hands.
It was very silly of me.
You said I could show them to people and they'd know I was the lady.
Well, go show them to people and leave me alone.
Oh, Master.
Now, what?
Oh, Master, Ottaviano in the courtyard with soldiers.
Amelia, quick, with the door.
It's no use. This is my end.
Oh, once you're right, Cellini, this is your end. Here, hangman, find a stout rafter. We'll do the job here.
Oh, darling, darling, the Duke's here. He'll save you, I know it.
I wish the Duke knew it.
Well, how nice. I was afraid I might be late for the happy event. Are you going to hang him here, Ottaviano?
Yes, my lord.
Well, that's most entertaining. Oh, hello, Angela. Angela.
My lord.
You left in a great rush last night.
I fear it was my doing, my lord.
Yes, so I thought. Are you ready, Ottaviano?
Almost, my lord.
It's a pity you plotted against me, Cellini.
Oh, but my lord, I never did.
You didn't, but Ottaviano just told me...
He still has hopes left for his life, my lord.
Well, I have a few hopes left, too.
You must hear my story.
Please, my lord.
My child, I have no doubt it would be worth hearing. His stories always are, but my mind is set.
Oh, but please, for my sake.
But Angela, he must be executed. I've been looking forward to it all morning.
Oh, Benvenuto.
It's no use, Angela.
My lord is anxious to hear your story.
Huh?
If he wishes to see me again.
Oh. Well, all right. I'll listen until the hangman is ready. But cut it short. My patience is almost at an end. And so are you.
My lord, it was Ottaviano who plotted against you.
Ready?
You accuse Ottaviano?
Everything is ready, my lord.
Don't rush me, Ottaviano. There's plenty of time to hang him. He just accused you.
Me, my lord?
Yes.
I speak the truth. He came here to me and begged that I kill you.
Ridiculous.
I don't think it ridiculous that I should be killed. But Ottaviano said it was your idea.
My lord, my one thought was to tell you of the plot. But how could I reach you? I was guarded, but I killed my guards.
Yes, of course. That's all anybody could do. Anybody who is anybody.
I went to the Summer Palace, only to see you. But I stumbled across Ottaviano, struck him down, and fled.
With Angela, just when we were getting friendly.
Oh, but don't you see? I was excited, distraught. I feared I had slain Ottaviano.
Well, you still could have left the girl. Ottaviano, what have you got to say to all this?
Let him produce a witness to his story. Just one.
Can you, Cellini?
No. No, we were alone, my lord.
Oh, that's too bad. You should always have a witness. The best that money can buy.
Oh, my lord.
What is it, girl?
My lord, I heard them.
Amelia.
But he said he had no witness. Where were you?
Behind the workbench, my lord.
Behind the workbench? What a silly place to be. My, you do get around. Well, what happened?
Ottaviano wanted the master to kill you. He promised him his life.
She lies, my lord. She lies.
She does? Where's your witness?
I have none.
Well, you never can tell. Did you have a look in the furnace?
My lord, this girl has invented this yarn to save her master.
Very likely. What else did Ottaviano say?
He said...
Tell him, Emilia, speak.
He said that the Duke was a jackass.
He said that? I'll hang him in Cellini's place.
A noble thought. My lord, but, I never said you were a jackass.
Well, why not? It sounds like something you'd say.
My lord, how can you believe this girl? Look at her closely.
Yes, not bad. Not bad at all.
Look at those full, sensuous lips. The lips of a temptress.
Yes, yes, indeed.
And her form, soft and curved. A woman to lure men.
Yes, and I never noticed her. I must be slipping.
How could you believe a woman like that?
Why would you have to believe her? I mean, I see what you mean.
My lord.
It's no use, Cellini. I have other things on my mind.
My lord, do you remember what happened 3 years ago?
Yes, and it's a lie. Oh, no, I mean, what do I say? 3 years ago, I can't remember 3 minutes ago.
3 years ago, Ottaviano plotted against your life.
He did? Oh, yes, of course he did. And fancy, I forgot. Why, he tried to have me killed, dead.
You forgave me, my lord.
Yes, and now you've been at it again. Gad, man, you're in a rut. And added insult to injury by calling me a jackass. Untie Cellini.
Oh, darling.
And take Ottaviano out of my sight.
All right, then you are a jackass.
Oh, you put him in a rat-infested cell. Don't be particular about his meals. And don't give him vinegar. He likes it. I'll teach him to call me a jackass. On second thought, it isn't necessary. He only really knows now.
My lord, you are to be congratulated. A great injustice has been avoided.
Yes, I think myself I handled it rather well. Benvenuto, I should like to seek your advice concerning some new house servants. My staff is undermanned. And I might say under woman, too. You have such excellent taste.
My lord, you have made me a gift of my life. Surely I can do no less than to present you with Amelia, the finest servant in Florence.
fast.
Oh, but I couldn't think of it, Benvenuto.
Well,
I
could,
well, as long as you insist. Come along, my child. What is your name again?
My name is Amelia. Oh. Bumpy.
Oh, no, not in public.
Remember, Cellini, it will not be necessary to mention this to the Duchess.
Oh, not a word, my lord, no.
Amelia, I'd like to show you the Summer Palace. Put on your coat over that skimpy dress. I don't want you to get too cold, and I don't want you to get too warm, either. I'm sure you'll like it. Come along, my dear.
Angela.
Oh, Benvenuto, you're free. You'll live.
I'll live and work. I'll create a masterpiece of breathless beauty, and men of 1,000 years from now will know that it was fashioned of our love. Oh, Angela, life is good.
Oh, but Benvenuto.
Yes, my love.
You won't begin it tonight, will you?
No, not tonight, Angela.
Thank you, Frank Morgan, Douglas Fairbanks, Jr., and Virginia Field for appearing with the Lady Esther Screen Guild Players tonight. We are grateful indeed for your fine performances.
Oh, we're glad to be here, Mr. Bradley. We look forward to our appearances with the Lady Esther Screen Guild Players because we know that the benefits from these programs go to support the Motion Picture Relief Fund and the wonderful work being done at the Country House. And now, before we tell you about next week's program, here's a word from one of America's best-known beauty authorities, Lady Esther.
Thank you, Miss Field. Ladies, I wish you would let your mirror and a good, bright light tell you whether or not to take advantage of my 30th anniversary offer, of which I spoke a few moments ago. Look carefully. Look honestly in your mirror. If you are not fully satisfied with the way your skin looks, well, then I think you ought to accept the opportunity I offer you now. Because my Lady Esther anniversary set brings you the two most essential beauty aids to help your skin look smoother, clearer, and younger at once. It contains the large size jar of Lady Esther four-purpose face cream, which usually sells for $1.38. It contains also the large 55-cent box of Lady Esther face powder in my exciting, flattering new shade, Bridal Pink. Together, the value is $1.93. But as my birthday gift to you, I offer you this anniversary set for only 98 cents. You actually save 95 cents, a value you really can't afford to miss. So go to your favorite store tomorrow morning. Ask for the Lady Esther Anniversary Package, a very real value, a very real saving. I ask you to accept my birthday gift to you.
Next week, the Lady Esther Screen Guild Players will present one of the most famous plays in the history of the American theater, and its performance will mark the 75th anniversary of our star in the theater. Next Monday, then, Harry Davenport in Lightning, with Barbara Britton, Florence Bates, and George Murphy. Be sure to listen. The Firebrand was presented through the courtesy of Edwin Justice Mayer. Frank Morgan appeared through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, whose current production, Two Sisters from Boston, marks Jimmy Durante's 30th year in show business. Congratulations. Starting next week, Frank Morgan can be heard on his own show for Pall Mall. Virginia Field will soon be seen in the Hal Wallace production for Paramount, The Perfect Marriage. Douglas Fairbanks Jr.'s next picture will be the RKO Technicolor production, Sinbad the Sailor. Music on tonight's program was arranged and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. This is Truman Bradley speaking for Lady Esther. Thank you and good night. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.